Hello, and welcome to Inner Ear Yoga. I'm your guide, Deborah Tudor. And I've spent the last four decades of my life helping people to master the inner dimensions of their life. Today, I'm going to discuss something that you may or may not have heard about, know about. Maybe you have or haven't experienced yoga nidra. Yoga nidra. So this is the easiest way to practice meditation. Simply translated, yoga nidra means sleeping yoga. Why is this so important? Well, first of all, setting an intention. The presentation I had in the last portion of this program, setting the intention is best done when the body is in a non-resistive state, when the chattering mind is not so busy, when the right brain and left brain can be quieted and brought into unity. So go back to the word nidra, sleep. What do we all know how to do? At some level, if we sleep, we know how to quiet the mind, how to calm down the thinking mind and allow the body to drift off into sleep. So in our yoga nidra, we will be utilizing that place just before sleep, just after we quiet down the mind. And that will be where we will come into this quiet mind, where left and right brain are unified, and where the bliss body, the subtle body, and the body itself can be relaxed and brought into congruence, which allows real change to take place at the root level. Changing ourselves at the root level is where intention comes into play. Using yoga nidra is one of the best ways to get to the portals that allow you to program those roots of yourself, if you will. All right. So to get into yoga nidra is very, very easy. Simply, you would get in your bed and prepare as if you're going to sleep. Because the fact is, at the end of yoga nidra, the way we have set it up here, you actually will drift off to sleep. And you will still have gotten the benefits. Because it's something you build upon page by page, like the leaves in a book. All right. So over the course of a year, if you do this every night, you'll have 365 pages in your book for that year. All right. Taking it one day at a time, go to your bed and set up first some pillows so that you can be laying on your back, but your heart is above your hips. Your head is above your heart. Your chin is slightly tucked, the back of your neck elongated. Wiggle around with your hips and your spine, pulling the navel in towards the mattress, towards your back, so that you can lengthen out the lumbar spine. Wiggle the knees and the feet so that you can loosen up the bones and joints in your legs and feet. Relax across your chest. Feel some openness. And wait as the shoulder blades come back and lie flat against the pillow and or your support bolster, and your sternum opens up, all right, and your collarbones can come out and back. Bend the elbows, rest your hands by your sides, on your quadriceps, on your or your lower abdomen. And begin to connect to your breath. This is the beginning of yoga nidra. And this can become a regular part of your nighttime routine. All right. So once you're in that position and you're comfortable, then we begin our deep breath awareness, and we'll move into that sleeping yogi. So this is an introduction to yoga nidra. We'll be doing quite a bit of these throughout the program, several samples, and then, you know, perhaps you can begin to guide yourself through mental imagery after a few weeks of listening to my voice in your inner ear. So welcome to this Yoga Nidra intro in our inner ear yoga guided meditation program. Thank you so much for showing up, for doing the work. I wish you all the best success in your practice. And I look forward to sharing more with you in the next episode. Namaste.